Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, yo, what's good, people? This the homie, Alonzo Zotto Williams, the host of Zotto Radio, where I bring you all your weekly entertainment news and why interview reality TV stars from your favorite scripted reality TV shows and real reality TV shows, underground artists, and more. On the show today, Zotto Radio presents a We Major production featuring Chicago's own J.Da Main, which will be coming up at exactly 10:15. But before we get into that, we'll chat it up about which male rapper will be wearing a dress alongside his wife at their upcoming wedding. Yeah, man, you kind of heard that right. If you have been in the news, then you probably already know who I'm talking about. But if you don't, you're going to find out at 10:15. And then also, which reality TV star from our favorite ratchet show, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, is dating music legend Faith Evans? That's allegedly right. You heard what I said. That's allegedly. And then, did Lil Wayne really say that he hasn't experienced racism before? Man, all of that and more coming up at 10:05. And I'll be introducing a new segment called What the Hell Wednesday. More details going to come up with that when we start. But now, let's get into some new music from the homie Fetty Wap called Different Now. Here on Zotto Radio. Bit.
Yeah. Y'all right. Hit that Fetty Wap on the air. Y'all right. Yeah. All right. Oh my God, it's so different now. Yeah. How they used to hear me, now they let me down. Yeah. I remember days of wearing hand-me-downs. Yeah. Got it out the mud, they understand me now. I swear I'm just a young nigga who keep counting up a check. I've been having fun with you, I take nothing to the head. I don't have a money issue, I'm in love with second brain. Gotta tell you what I rap, I got it tatted on my head. Yeah. Oh my God, it's so different now. Yeah. How they used to hit me, now they let me down. Yeah. I remember days of wearing hand-me-downs. Yeah, got it out the mud, they understand me now. I swear I'm just a young nigga who keep counting up a check. I be having fun, but yeah, I'll take nothing to the head. I don't have a money issue, I'm in love with saving brain. Gotta tell you what I rap, I got it tatted on my head. Yeah,
let me tell you how the shit changed. Got a couple six chains, Gucci's on my six rings. Rollie cost me 85, so you know my shit blank. Bought my first Rory at 23, the shit claim. Made my first million at 22, this rich dreams. Made my mama quit a fucking job, I'm doing big things. And she know I'm still a street nigga, trying to get clean. Couple niggas screaming 1200 and they get cream. Free my niggas, Slick P, I'm jugging till they get me. You can hit up 4K if you need some good weed. Cause niggas really got it out the track. Ayy, and if the group was known for selling crack. Ayy, I'm from 12th and 22nd, that's a fact. Ayy, niggas tried to bring us down, I brought us back. Ayy, 22nd, I put Harlem on the map. Ayy, niggas tried to bring us down, I brought us back. Ayy, 22nd, I put Harlem on the map. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, oh my God, it's so different now. How they used to hit me, let me calm me down. I remember this, let me calm me down. Got it out the money, understand me now. So I'm just a dumb fool, be counting up a check. I be having fun, but you have to know it too. I don't have a money, it's you, I'm in love with you. But you can tell you when I'm wrong, I'm gonna say it.
I remember days of wearing hand-me-downs. Yeah, got it out the mud, they understand me now. I swear I'm just a young nigga who keep counting up a check. I've been having fun with you, I take nothing to the head. I don't have a money issue, I'm in love with saving brain. Gotta tell you what I rap, I got it tatted on my head. Yeah.
Hey, yo, what's good, people? You are back live with the homie Alonzo Zotto Williams right here on Zotto Radio. Man, before we go even farther, I need you guys to do me a huge, huge favor, man. I need you to go follow me on all social media networks. Zodo Entertainment, Facebook, Facebook fan page is facebook.com/Zodo Entertainment. Instagram is instagram.com/Zodo Entertainment. Facebook, man, Snapchat, Zodo Entertainment, everything Zodo Entertainment. Man, we trying to get to 1,000 likes by the end of this month. Did a little calculation yesterday. 50 likes, 55 likes a day, and it's 14 days left. I should get 1,020 likes by the end of this month, man. So that's my goal. Now, come on, man. Let's get into this Young Thug mess. If you guys haven't heard, Young Thug is the person who I was talking about that said he was going to wear a dress to his wedding. Now, this has came after 2 weeks ago his album Jeffrey had came out where he had on a purple dress and he looked it like, you guys know the lady that's on the Salt thing, the lady with the purple dress and with the umbrella. He looked like that, and he looked like the man from Mortal Kombat. That's what the man looked like. But he recently did an interview with Billboard.com, and he reported that there would be two brides at his upcoming wedding. But when many people heard that, many people were kind of thinking like, oh, snaps, is he talking about he's going to have two wives at his wedding? Nah, he was talking about he was going to wear a dress and his woman was going to wear a dress. How crazy is that? He says in a statement that his gender fluid fashion inspiration came at a young age. He said, when I was 12, my feet were so small, I wore my sister's glitter shoes. He recalled, my dad would woo me. You're not going to school now. You embarrass us. But I never gave a F what people think. When it comes to swag, there's no gender. Young Thug, maybe back like in the 90s, you could have said that. But you're in a new age now where people think that it's homophobic for you to dress. Now, I do understand, okay, whatever you wear doesn't have like a gender label on whatever you do. But, man, you kind of got to like keep it together, man. Don't try to be different that way. Wear a suit. Like, man, enough of that. Now, your favorite good guy on reality TV Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, Stevie J and Faith Evans might be a couple. You guys probably wonder, like, why would I think that? Well, if you guys noticed on the show, even when him and Jocelyn was together, it was kind of like their chemistry together, him and Faith Evans' history together was kind of like, yeah, they worked together in Bad Boys, but, like, their demeanor towards each other was, like, they was kind of freaking and stuff like that. But I know since Stevie J had changed, he's not on that. And this also has come after Faith Evans posted a picture of her and Stevie J on Instagram. But it was one of those pictures that couples take, you know, looking all couples and stuff. He looking all daddy-ish, she looking all mommy-ish and stuff, you know. But the caption read, well, I guess it's ooh and my young M.A. voice. Hashtag tiptoeing in Tampa with hit the man Stevie J. Bad Boy Family Reunion hashtag. Team Vissy. Team Prolifecit. Charm Flowers Group. TKAI coming soon. Like, what do you guys think of that, man? Like, if he is, I would be so, like, that would be a perfect match for him, man. But if not, then oh well. And if we want to keep it in this hip-hop thing, let's talk about the homie Lil Wayne. 2 weeks ago, it came out that he was supposed to be in quote-unquote retiring, but he kind of shut those rumors down in an interview he did Tuesday, which he basically stated that, I don't want to be bashed because I don't want to seem like I'm on the wrong side. But I thought that was clearly a message that there was no such thing as racism. He said he has the spirit of racism because most of his shows he has predominantly white people. Lil Wayne, if you're black, African-American, I'm not even going to say black, if you're African-American, you most definitely experience racism. Like, I don't care how much money you get, but stop trying to act like, basically, like your shit don't stink when it really does. Like, everybody and their grandma, even your unborn child, have faced racism before. So, like, bruh, you should have retired even after saying that line. But come on, man. Right now, we gonna throw it back for y'all, man. Yesterday or 2 days ago, we celebrated the life of Tupac. The anniversary of him getting killed was 2 days ago. So here's, man, Tupac would keep your head up, man, right here on Zodo Radio.
Some of my guys only lies and a little girl named Corinne. We'll be right back.
say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh, and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. Tupac cares, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. But please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love him, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need him. And I ain't trying to catch up, I just call him how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young woman to be unhappy. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time to kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that make the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up. Hey yo, I remember Marvin Gaye used to sing to me. He had me feeling like black was the thing to be. And suddenly the kettle didn't seem so tough. And though we had it rough, we always had enough. I hopped up off about my curfew, you would broke the roof. Run with the local food and had a smoke or two. I realized mama really paid the price. She nearly gave a life to raise me right. And all I had to give her was my pipe dream. I holler about the mic and make it to the mic. Make a dollar out of 15 cents. It's hard to be the shit. You still pay your rent. And in the end, it seems I'm heading for the pen. I try to find my friends, but they're blowing in the wind. Last night, my buddy lost his whole family. He's trying to take the man in me to conquer this fantasy. It seems the rain will never let up. I try to keep my head up and still keep from getting wetter. You know it's funny when it rains and pours. They got money for wars, but can't feed the poor. Said it ain't no hope for the youth and the truth. I blame my mother for turning my brother into a black baby. We ain't meant to survive, cause it's a setup. And even though you're better, by your lonesome, thanks to Lord for my kids, even if nobody else wants them. Cause I think we can make it, in fact, I'm sure. And if you fall, stand tall or come back for more. Cause ain't nothing worse than when your son wants to know why daddy don't love him no more. You can't complain, you were selfless. Hell of a hand without a man feeling helpless. Because there's too many things for you to deal with. Dying inside, but outside you're looking big. While the tears is rolling down your cheek. Daddy hoping things don't all fall this week. Cause if it did, you couldn't take it. And don't blame me, I was given this world, I didn't make it. And now my son's getting older and older and cold from having the world on his shoulders. While the rich kids are driving this, I'm still trying to hold on to survive and pray. And it's crazy, it seems they'll never let up. Please, you gotta keep your head up.
Hey, yo, what's good, people? You are back live with the homie Alonzo Zoto Williams right here on Zoto Radio. And Zoto Radio presents a We Major production featuring Chicago's very own J. Main. Man, Tupac, man, you got to keep your head up. That song is like a clear message to everybody that whatever you're going through, man, you always got to keep your head up. Hell, hi, man. Like, keep a smile on your face. Keep your head up. Rest in peace, Tupac. Now, man, we about to go ahead and introduce to you the homie J. Main. Let me give you a little background information of who J. Main is, right? He was born in Chicago. He debuted his first album, My Lane, in 2015. After a string of mixtapes, videos, and show openings for artists like Kid Ink, Twista, Bo Deal, Do or Die, and many more, he is on the brink of an entire movement of feel-good music and inspiration building his brand with music. His message is lit conscious sound and is said to not only revive soul and hip-hop, but innovate the new wave of music. Man, when I say, like, when I envision rap, I envision conscious music that, you know, you can revive your soul and, you know what I'm saying, you can rock your head to it back and forth. And I think this song that you guys are about to hear, after I introduce him or whatever, it's a real good song, man. So without further ado, we going to put on the homie, J-Dot Main. What's good, broski?
What's good? How y'all doing?
What's good, big homie?
Good, bro. What's good?
How you feeling,
man? I'm feeling good over here, man.
Shout out We Major Productions.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey. So, yeah, man, so basically what we're going to do, man, you already know how most of your interviews go, man. Only got, like, a couple of questions, like 5 or 6 questions. The rest of the show is going to be basically dedicated to, like, you know, the fans and stuff. But, you know, the show is most definitely yours, so whatever you want the people out there to know, whoever don't know you, you know what I'm saying, whoever getting to know you, let them know who J-Dot Main is.
Yeah. J-Dot Main, you spell it J-D-O-T-M-A-N-E. You can follow me on every social media platform, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. I'm active on everything, so hit me up. I'll respond. I'm going to follow back, add you back. You know, I got much love to my fans. And basically, my music is lit conscious music, meaning you, but there's an element to it to where you're not just listening to mumble rap. It has a meaning behind it. It's going to drive you. It's going to motivate you. You know, and yeah, I've been doing this music since I was 8 years old. I'm 26 right now, and I've been at it for a long time. I've dropped over 9-10 mixtapes before I dropped my debut album, My Lane, on 1-6-15 the last year. 2015, dropped my first album. This whole last year, I've just been in the studio working, promoting, just collabing and opening with big-name artists. This next project is guaranteed. To spark something, movement in
his
music.
That's what's up, man. I'm glad you most definitely just said something about mumble rap.
yeah.
These new artists that's like out now, basically like Designer. I would say kind of like Future don't really rumble like that, but Designer, Famous Dex, and all like the new cats, like all their music is like Turner music, but it's like mumbling with it too. So you kind of hear like pandas,
yeah.
Like Panda. Ooh, I got bras in Atlanta. Some people are like, hold on, like what you just,
yeah.
You know, like what you just saying. No, like
yeah.
Designer, one of them people that like you listen to him. You're like, hold on, bro. Like, how old are you? And like, who was your English teacher? You know what I'm saying? Like, we used at school.
Who was your inspiration? That's what I want to know. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah.
That remark from Lil Yachty. When you say he thinks the older rappers, they've been hard on these mumble rappers. He said like that we too old, you know what I'm saying? Because we like
yeah.
lyrics, and I think that's just you
yeah.
know, when you get older, you like listen to more content, you know.
Basically, yeah, man. Like I barely listen to. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm like the turn up king or whatever, but it's like I do like. Kind of like the mumble music because it's like the turn-up music, but I also like rappers that rap about stuff that they've been through. Basically, like, T.I. rap about stuff that you've been through, not stuff that you think that you get and you really don't get. So it's very
right.
good that we do have new artists like yourself, man, that's coming out and making their self-conscious music or whatever that's putting people back
mm-hmm.
in the groove and getting back to the old hip-hop. So, man.
Yes, sir.
What do you expect your listeners to get out of music?
My listeners, I expect my listeners to be able to convert they turmoil, they pain, and they into raw positive energy and use that to drive them. You know what I'm saying? Instead of being depressed and down about it, I wanted to fire their energy. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Which is why I got to do it.
Say
what?
Say what you said now?
I said, that's why I got the name of my next mixtape that's coming out, Pain the Game, and this single that y'all need to change.
Okay, yeah, man. I know when I first saw you on Facebook, I did listen to that song, Change or whatever. I think I did send it in to WindyCityUnderground.com, but I haven't heard it play on the radio, man. But I'll most definitely keep that and then the song that you sent me now, you know what I'm saying, in rotation, because it's all about helping each other out, man, in this community, especially since hashtag Black Lives Matter, as everybody want to say, but a lot of people don't really do anything to, like, support each other or whatever.
Exactly.
So, yeah, man. So right now what we're going to do, man, we're going to go ahead and debut his new single, right? You can hear it here first on Zoto Radio. Here's the homie J. Main with Believe It.
What's up, Zo?
Yeah, man, look, man, I don't know what the hell's wrong with Blog Talk Radio, man, but that song sounds like a little, like, it starts, like, everything that I'm playing sounds like a little staticky or whatever. So, man, I hope the fans out there did hear what he was, I know I kind of heard it. I heard it because I heard it earlier, so I know most definitely what you were saying. But, man, yeah, Blog Talk Radio, I need to go ahead and get this together with all this static because, man, we can't be having that up on Blog Talk Radio, man, so I do apologize about that, man. Basically, man, what we're going to do now is probably got, like, a couple more questions to ask you, man. Then we go ahead into commercial break. Right after commercial break, man, we're going to introduce this new segment, man, called What in the Hell Wednesday. Now, teased about it earlier. Basically, what in the Hell Wednesday is basically, like, prime example, Lil Wayne saying that he never experienced racism before. I bet you your first response when he said that or your reaction was, like, what in the hell? Or maybe when Young Thug said that he was wearing a dress to his wedding, your first reaction was like, hold on, wait, pause, no. You know what I'm saying? Like, what in the hell? So today Wednesday, right? So we're going to play this game called What in the Hell Wednesday. So I'm going to go ahead and throw out some scenarios or whatever, and you basically just say, like, what in the hell, like, basically, like, what would your reaction be? So that's going to come up in, like, another 10 more minutes, man.
Okay.
Then we're going to talk about the Ratchet Mondays, man. Every Monday on my show, it's not Monday now, but it's Wednesday. But every Monday on my show, just give the fans a little thing where they talk about, you know, reality TV, get their opinions on what happened on these Ratchet TV shows that we all love to watch. Example, mm-hmm. Basketball Wise, Love and Hip Hop, Half and Half Nuts, you know, everything. And that's what that's reality TV. Man, like I said, but before we get into all that, another question that I do have to ask you, man, is what is the most difficult thing you ever had to endure in life?
The most difficult thing I ever had to endure in life is, I say, losing my family, to not having my family structure, you know what I'm saying, not being with the mother of my mm-hmm. kids no more. I think that's been the most hardest thing for me to kind of endure, but it's a journey and it's a process, you feel me?
Mm-hmm. So it's basically, mm-hmm. it's basically like you probably one of those people like me that's probably like, man, you know, you probably grew up probably seeing your mother and your father you know, not together, so you probably didn't want that in your household. So when you decided to mm-hmm. have me, you probably like, man, I wanted me and my baby mama to be together to make my son feel like that we are a family. So if that was me, I most definitely probably would have been like, yeah, that's the most pain that I endured in my life. So how do you keep moving? Like, what do you do to, like, keep yourself busy and not think about, you know what I'm saying? Like, dang, I wish this, like, would never happen and stuff like that.
You know what I do? You know, I'm a real conscious person. Like, I believe in the mm-hmm. law of attraction and stuff. So for a reason, you know what I'm saying? Life comes full mm-hmm. circle. So that just means, shoot, I get to find me a lucky lady. You feel me? Get to go ahead and boss
yeah.
up. You see, that's what you do when you take an L. You boss up, you know what I'm saying? L's ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You get them off the floor quick. And that's how you come back stronger. So I feel like, shit, now the comeback going to be even better. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it.
You know, you know, I was definitely feel like a lot of people don't understand that when you go through something traumatic in your life, man, it either change for the better or it change for the worse. Basically, life mm-hmm. is whatever you make it, man. If you can go through life and you basically, like, willing and you're sorry and you basically like, man, I just broke up with my girlfriend or my girl just broke up with me and now I'm sad, and you keep trying to be sad and people try to feel sympathy for you, it's kind of like, man, like, what are you doing with your life? You know what I'm saying? You got to be conscious. You got to think better for yourself, man. You got to mm-hmm. be positive.
Never let yourself go, man. Always stay goal-oriented, man, because when you get in a relationship, sometimes some of us become stagnant and we stop chasing our goals. And, you know what I'm saying? Then when that person leaves, like, damn, what I've been doing, you know? So stay motivated,
mm-hmm.
y'all.
Stay motivated and stay positive. Or just say let go and let God, or let God and let go. Basically the same thing, but, like, everything is not in your court, man. Everything is in God's hands. But say, for instance, like, you've been in a relationship for, like, 4 or 5 years, and you or your girl mm-hmm. or whoever, if you're a lady and you and your guy break up, that time for you is basically to work on yourself. But like you just said, in a relationship, you tend to lose yourself in trying to make your relationship happy, but basically, like, you ain't even making yourself happy. So spend that time alone and to work on yourself and find out who you really is, and then try to get back on a dating scene. Like, don't just,
exactly.
Oh, I need somebody to hold on to and try to, you know what I'm saying, shack up. That's why marriages last only 72 days. As an example, Chad Ochocinco and Evan Lozada, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, to all the fans out there, bro, like, I know sometimes whenever you're a rap artist yourself, and even if you're not a rap artist, like, even if you're just a person, when people ask you the question of who do you think that you would be, or who do you think that you, like, who do you think that you're yourself? And, like, I know a lot of people would be like, oh, I want to be like myself. I want to be like other people. But then I know even me, I'm like, man, I want to be like Zodo, but I know I'm going to be like, man, I want to be like, you know, Fetty Wap or Soulja Boy. So my question to you is, if you can compare yourself to an already established artist, who would it be and why? And then the second part to this question is, who were your inspirations growing up?
If I could compare myself to another artist, I would say I'm closest to Kanye West.
Okay.
If anybody. That's the person. And the reason why I say that is because my way of creating music, and I don't just create music, like, I like art. I think I was an artist in the jar, a painter before I was into music, into music. And I know, I guess it's Kanye West, I see his vision and where how he started with art too. And it's funny because I see music, I can see music, so it's like art to me. And I guess the way that he creates his music, it's the kind of the way that I look at my music, like it's a picture, and then I paint, you know?
Okay.
And then as far as my inspirations, I have a crazy list of, like, few inspirations. I have, a lot of y'all probably don't know.
It's like your top five. What's like your top five?
Yeah. Top five. No, but I say one of my biggest inspirations is Static Major. A lot of people don't know who he is. He was a Grammy Award winner producer and songwriter for Aaliyah, Jodeci, R. Kelly, Genuine. He wrote some of their biggest hits. He wrote the whole Pretty Ricky Blue Star album pretty much. Like, he's a beast.
Is that the guy that was on Lil Wayne Lollipop?
He was on Lil Wayne Lollipop, and he died literally a few days after they shot that video. He died a few days after they shot that video. Right when it was his time to step into the spotlight as an artist and not a songwriter and producer, so. I kind of got my name for my movement from him and from Kanye West's song we made. So them like my two biggest inspirations. Nas, Pac,
okay.
Static Major, Jay-Z.
Okay.
Top five.
Top five.
Yeah.
Top five. Believe it, man. So right now, man, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and go into commercial break right now. You guys are live with the homie Alonzo Zodo Williams. And we do have the homie J-Dot Main in the building.
What's up, yo?
Right here on Zodo Radio. Yo, bringing you all your entertainment needs.
Walgreens, at the corner of Happy and Healthy. It's that time of the year again to get vaccinated. Come on in today and get a flu shot for free and shop around while you wait to be seen. There's a Walgreens on every corner, so don't wait. And if you're a Balance Rewards member, you can earn up to 500 points for every prescription you fill and 500 more points for vaccination. Right here at the corner of Happy and Healthy. In life, we wait. And wait. And wait. But life doesn't wait. When you want it now, use Uber. It gets you there. So there's one less worry. Uber is simple, fast, and reliable. So you can focus on the more important things in life. Uber. Your life on demand. Uber everywhere.
Girl with your cute ass. Got a nigga on 10 with your cute ass. Hell yeah, bring a friend. it real with your cute ass. You gon' make me pay your bills with your cute ass. You gon' make me fall in love with your cute ass. Might just run up on the plug for your cute ass. And you lookin' even better when you naked. When I'm covered shit, girl, you just might get arrested. You know you thick as hell with your cute ass. I can tell you doing well with your cute ass.
Hey, yo, what's good, people? It's the homie Alonzo Zoto Williams, the host of Zoto Radio. You are back live with the homie Alonzo Zoto Williams. And we do have the homie J.Dot Main on the line. That song that you just heard was my homie Focus the Connect with Your Cute Ass, which is playing right now on Power 92 and WGCI. Man, I need y'all guys to do me a huge, huge favor. The song that you heard like 10 minutes ago about J.Dot Main, it just premiered today right here on Zoto Radio called Believe It. Go download that right now. Bro, go ahead and tell them how to download that, where they can get that song from. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and promote, do your little promotion little thing, you know, right here live on air. So I'm going ahead and put some fans in that want to, you know, talk to you and stuff like that.
Get it up. All right, you can go download that new single. It drops on SoundCloud tonight. So as soon as I offer this, it will be on there. You can go there and download on SoundCloud. You can follow me on SoundCloud at J.Main, J-D-O-T-M-A-N-E. It's the same thing on every social platform. So whatever you're looking for me and my page on any social platform or app, make sure you type in J-D-O-T-M-A-N-E, and I'm a pop right up. Yeah, and that's my song, Believe It, man. Appreciate all y'all. I need y'all to call in, support. Make sure y'all get that on. Support Zoto Radio. Make sure y'all go like his Facebook page. Make sure y'all get his likes up, man. Go ahead, tee that up real quick, man. For real. New Believe It's going to be on SoundCloud and Less the Power, y'all. Go ahead and download that.
You know, and if you guys are not doing anything this Saturday from the hours of 4 to 5 p.m., tune in. As a matter of fact, download the TuneIn app on Chicagoland Sports Radio. J.Dot Main will be in the building downtown on the D-Stone Pony Show as we interview him once again and debut his new single on the radio a second time. That's two times in 1 week, man. Congratulations up on that, man. I see you are doing big things. And you are my first rap artist on my show in 3 years. 3 years ago, I had a girl and a dude that won, like, Candy Burris, the reality TV show. They was, like, singers and rappers. One of them was from Chicago and one of them was something else. I interviewed them 3 years ago. But I never on my show had a real rapper on my show. I interviewed reality TV stars from Love & Hip Hop, Bad Girls Club, The Real World, Real Housewives of Atlanta, and, like, stuff like that. So, this year, I just decided to go ahead and add a little extra kick to my show, which was, you know what I'm saying, go ahead and get on Chicago artists on or any underground artists or whatever you do, man, just to be heard. Because, like, Black Lives Matter, but a lot of people don't take the necessary steps in order to support and help our African-American people out. So why not give another person a chance to get their voice heard? And we also do the same thing on Weedy City Underground, which that interview will be coming up in a couple more weeks. But
yeah.
Right now what we're going to do, man, we're going to get into this. As a matter of fact, before we do that, I do see that we have a fan on, man. That's area code 719, last four digits, 5460. State your name and where you're from.
Oh, I'm lying? Actually,
yeah, you lied.
Yes,
sir. You lied.
And, but I'm part of the WMG team. My name is Rio. Shout out to the man.
What's
good with you, bro?
Uh-huh.
I
Appreciate you calling in, and I appreciate the support, man. You've been rocking with the team we made for a while, man. I see you, Rio, for real, man. Straight up.
Definitely. You keep doing your thing, bro.
Appreciate it, dog.
Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in, big homie.
For sure, for sure.
All right, man, so what are we going to do now, man? We're going to get into this new segment. We're going to get into this new segment called What in the Hell Wednesday. Explained it earlier. What in the Hell Wednesday is basically give you guys a little scenario, whatever that's going on in the entertainment world or something like in the personal life, and basically I need you guys' honest reaction. Basically, like, what in the hell is this nigga thinking? And, like, basically, like, what is the hell is this nigga talking about? So, this year alone, Lil Wayne said he was retiring, but two days ago, he said that, you know, he's not retiring, he's not done, whatever like that. But when it first came out, everybody believed that he was retiring. This year, Kobe Bryant retired. Another quote-unquote rapper retired, too. This rapper that I'm talking about, man, he was just in a relationship with Erica Mena. He was in a relationship with Ciara. I'm not talking about Future. He was in the movie Road Bounce. And that's a lottery ticket. Talking about the homie Bow Wow, man. Bow Wow tweeted out one day, basically, like, oh, it's a coincidence how me, as in him, he's retired as a quote-unquote rapper, him, Lil Wayne, and Kobe Bryant, retired in the same year. My what in the hell moment Wednesdays is basically like, bro, like, what in the hell did you talk about? Like, I haven't heard you rap on any song that you ever rapped on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I never heard any song that you got on, I never heard bars from you. I heard, like, singing, and I heard, like, you trying to rap, but to actually call yourself a rapper, it's basically like Young Thug trying to call himself a singer, and we all know that that man is not a singer. So it's just like,
right.
What are your thoughts on that? Like, what in the hell is this nigga talking about?
I feel like that's
what your thoughts on that, man?
I mean, I don't really like to speak on another man, but I think finally at this point, he got money. Don't get me wrong. I think he got the bread. I think, shit, you know how when you retire, it's like, what do you do with yourself? You know what I'm saying? So he just trying to stay relevant. I feel like that's him trying to stay relevant, you know what I'm saying? I don't think you ain't the go-to, the GOAT of the rap industry, you know what I'm saying? And Kobe a legend, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I guess he tried to make his retirement, try to embellish it, I guess. Make it seem like it's more than what it was, but you truly retired years ago, bro. It was like, fans decided that for you, big dog.
That's crazy, man. That's real crazy, man. Another thing that I'm going to do, man, it's another fan that's going to let that fan in right now. Last four digits, 8917. State your name and where you're from.
Yo, yo, Rasta out here, stating from Iowa. Shout out to my boy, They Died, We Major.
What's up, boy?
Appreciate it. Let's just say, boy, I hear you. Respect.
What's your name, man?
Rasta.
Rasta, what up? I appreciate it, Rasta, man. Appreciate you calling in.
Thanks for calling in, big homie.
Much love.
Much love.
Go ahead and support the homie, J-Dot, man. Let's go to the radio. Thanks for calling in, big homie.
Bless
you. All right, man, so what we going to do now, man? Like I said, man, we going to go right back to commercial break. Right after commercial break, man, we just gonna basically freestyle everything. I'm gonna have you, you know, if you can, you know, spit a couple of bars or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Do like I was gonna say do like the So Gone challenge. I participated in the So Gone challenge, but I ain't even post my video or whatever. I'm not a rapper. I won't even claim that I'm a rapper. I'm like a lyricist. I know how to write good poetry, I know how to rhyme, whatever like that. But I'm gonna go ahead and let you, you know, spit a couple of bars right after this commercial break. So if you guys are just not coming in, you guys are live with the homie. You going to do it for us?
I got you, man. That's my special.
All right. Good job. So you guys are live with the homie, Alonzo Zoto Williams, the host of Zoto Radio. We do have the homie, Chicago's own, J-Dot Main, on these telephone lines, man. We're going to get right back at you right after this commercial break, bringing you all your entertainment needs.
In life, we wait and wait and wait. But life doesn't wait. When you want it now, use Uber. It gets you there, so there's one less worry. Uber is simple, fast, and reliable, so you can focus on the more important things in life. Uber, your life on demand. Uber, Uber everywhere.
They're counting miles out.
Walgreens, at the corner of Pappy and Hefty. It's that time of the year again to get vaccinated. Come on in today and get a flu shot for free and shop around while you wait to be seen. There's a Walgreens on every corner, so don't wait. And if you're a Balance Rewards member, you can earn up to 500 points for every prescription you fill and 500 more points for vaccination. Right here at the corner of Happy and Healthy.
Yo, 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 what's good, people? You are live back with the homie Alonzo Zoto Williams, the host of Zoto Radio. Zoto Radio presents a We Major production featuring Chicago's own J-Dot Main, who is live right here on these telephone lines with us. What's good, broski?
What's up, what's up, what's up, Mace?
What's up, what's up? I still got your song stuck in my head, man, like, got to download that. I'm probably going to be listening to that on my way to work. You know, that's probably going to be my inspiration to turn up on my way to work. You know, you always got to have that little workout song or whatever that you just bought in your head. People like that want to know what you listen to. You got to blast it in your ear. It's going to be one of the songs for me, man. Back, I thought the phone lines was like, I didn't even know they was going to be like when the show first started, because I can see all the callers. Wasn't nobody, like, you know, calling in. I don't know if I already put this guy in, but if I did, I'm still going to put him on, let his voice be heard, you know what I'm saying? Probably give you guys a shout-out once again. And if he wants to, man, go. If he or she tell us his social medias, then we'll follow him and him up and get him the exposure that he needs. Area code 708, last four digits, 3389. State your name and where you from.
Hello?
Yo,
I'm live right now?
You live?
Yes, live, yes. Right now? Oh, man. Oh, man. Shout out to J-Dot, man. We made this cousin, man. It's great, man. Trying to get through the line, what's man.
What's up, man? Doing
what's good,
good
man?
So it's good.
Man, J-Dot, man. You making major moves, man. We made it out of here, man. I'm stationed in from the city, what's man, right now, man.
Where you from, big dog?
I'm from Chicago, man. I'm right here on 79 right now.
You from the land, man. Up, man.
Look, I'm out west with it, south side, Chicago.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate
you calling,
you
calling me, man. Really appreciate you.
No problem, man. You know what?
Yep, thanks for calling in, big homie. All right, man. This is actually on Blog Talk Radio. It's actually like my first hour-long show, and it's pretty. I'm used to doing like 30-minute shows, 45-minute shows, whatever. This is like the first hour show that I do that. It looks like another person is you know what I'm saying. They hung up first, but then they called back. We gonna go ahead and put them in. State your name, where you from, man. If you got any questions, go ahead and do that. Shout out to social media with all you guys right after this, you know, broadcast or whatever like that. Last four digits. 5460. State your name, where you from, and any question that you need to ask.
No, it's the same guy, Rio, man. Just got disconnected. Still out here rocking with y'all.
Oh, okay. I was sure, like, man, this number looks familiar, but, man, you know, go ahead and keep going.
Right.
What's your social medias and stuff, man?
Try to get everything out here ready for this anniversary show tonight, tomorrow.
Okay. Congrats, man, on whatever you do, big homie. All right, man, so, man, if you guys are just now tuning in, man, you are live with the homie Alonzo Zoto Williams, and I do have Chicago's own J-Dot Main in the building. If you guys haven't heard, he just premiered his song on Zoto Radio, man. Thanks for doing that, man. Like, I think you're, like, the first person. He had a song. I don't know if that was, like, his first single or whatever, but you're, like, the first artist who dedicated the song up on my radio show, man. So I do thank you for that, man.
I mean, I appreciate it. I figured this would be the perfect opportunity because you looked out for me, and I know this that song gonna be it's gonna be big. I can feel it. So
look, that song gonna be a hit.
Yes, sir.
And then that song that you heard, the last one that I just played, Focus or Connect, I had actually met him like 2 months ago, and I interviewed him on When You See the Underground. That interview will be aired this Friday. The interview already happened like 2 months ago, but I basically had like to edit it down and stuff like that, and I never got a chance to put it on Blog Talk Radio because I did it in studio. But his song, Cute Ass, is actually like, that song is probably one of them songs that they get stuck in your head. Like every time you see a girl, you're probably just like, I can't do nothing but win with your cute ass. It's like that song. Like that song was only on Power 92. It wasn't on 107.5 yet. Last month it just got put on 107.5. But I had that song in rotation from the time I interviewed him up until now. His song has been in rotation on WhenYouSeeTheUnderground.com. So not only do I get a chance to interview you guys, I also get you guys music played on WhenYouSeeTheUnderground.com. Now, don't get me wrong, When You See the Underground is not basically like, it's kind of like Power 92, but it doesn't have almost that the same like hype as Power 92 and 107.5. But the people that work for When You See the Underground are people that are already in the industry, basically like from iHeartMedia, Devontae Stone, Ricky Rampage that's on Power 92, even though Devontae Stone on V103. Devontae Stone is actually my mentor. Basically, the school I go to is downtown. It's called Illinois Media School. Shout out to Illinois Media School. Shout out to Devontae Stone. You know what I'm saying? They giving me the necessary tools that I need to do this radio thing. And When You See the Underground, it's all about giving underground artists the opportunity to be heard. So, you heard it right now, man. Whatever this song gonna be on Wednesday Underground, it's gonna be on the D Stone Pony Show. If you guys are not doing anything right now, download the TuneIn app playlist Wednesday the Underground and Chicagoland Sports, because that will J Dot Main will be on this Saturday, man. Laugh with the homie along with Little Williams and J Dot Main, man. Gonna go ahead let the homie spit a couple of bars while he on air real quick. You know what I'm saying? That'll be pretty dope. Then after this interview, man, we gonna most definitely gotta kick. We most definitely gotta hang out. Most definitely wanna host your party that you're throwing at the end of this month. Zoda Entertainment is basically all about hosting stuff. This will be like my first time hosting if I ever get the opportunity. So go ahead and drop some knowledge or a couple of bars on this real quick so we can get up out of here.
I bet it up. I got something real quick for y'all. Listen up, y'all. All right, I'm gonna cut this. Speakerphone off so you can hear me real good.
Yeah.
All right, here I go right here, y'all.
Must I do it? Spit sicker than mucus. Intruding like we rule. These street niggas is ruthless. Smooth like I'm cruising. Drop knowledge for the students. This is more than for amusement. If you got it, nigga, use it. Don't be stupid. We all slay. Gold chains is nuisance. Wanna be a nuisance. Rappers preaching for confusion. Felon scene for the ebony queen. Melanin music. Too exclusive to listen to it. I skim through it. You are now witnessing history, turning on my enemies to victory. I throw it up like you sick of me, riddle me. What smells like gas and smokes like hickory? Won't let a hater get to me. Your pins never matter to those who give it energy. Take it from me, you can never take my energy, entity, legacy. Do it like I better be. Rumors is not a threat to me. And what I do, killing with the success of me. Cash nickel rest of me. Rolly for the accessories. I only speak the truth. It'll probably be the death of me. Get your check for testing me. Mr. Officer, is you shooting or arresting me? Because of my complexion, this is not for my protection. You made
We made you. Man, I don't like, I swear to God, like, this is what's going through my mind right now. I just heard everything you said in our process and everything you said in your head, but I'm going to go back and listen to this once I edit this video. I'm going to go back and listen to this. It is going to be, like, real fire in my head, man. What are we going to do now, man? We're going to go ahead and, you know what? I want to do a little something, man. I didn't read the little So Gone challenge. Now, remember I said I don't rap. I'm just a lyricist. So it's something that, like, the little beat drop, and I'm like, oh, okay. First started off with, like, me and my sister-in-law. She started it off, and then she's like, all right, I'm going to let my bro get offended. But then, like, she was like, nah, I don't want to do it, whatever like that. So I'm like, you know, this is something that I've got to let the people out there know. So hasn't been on air in 2 months. School, work, internships has been clouding my judgment, so I kind of, like, fell back from doing radio for like a month to just to focus on my craft and basically get grades at school, because I graduate from radio broadcasting school in November. A lot of people don't even know that I'm in school, but that's one of the things that I want to keep to myself, because sometimes when you got something going on for yourself and you let a lot of people know, you tend to not succeed at whatever you're doing. So I'm trying to keep this on like a little bit. So when it does come time for graduation, a lot of people are going to be like, nigga, you was in school? Where you was in school? Why not you was in school? Yeah, that's why you don't see me on the block. You know what I'm saying? Like, but I got a little, I don't know how the bar set go, but I got like a little something to spit from the So Gone Challenge, and it goes like this. I ain't no killer, but don't push me. We gon' have be forever because you a pussy. I ain't Cardi B, but I ain't a stripper, ho. Put a bounty on your head, have you squeezing, ho. One shot, two shot, three shot, four. That's all I ever hear when I step out the door. I'm so gone off this beat, I can't rap no more. 6 year olds getting shot, shit's getting through. Oh, now listen, what happened to fights? What happened to school flows? Parents beat your kids' ass, tell them no, that's a no go. I'm so gone off this track and I'm so dope. About to take a drop so we can go home. That was like, yeah, man. So I do want to thank you, man, for giving me the opportunity to interview you on my radio show, man. I really do appreciate that. We'll be making moves. Zoda Entertainment will be making moves, man. Thank you so much for tuning in. Whoever's out there listening, thank you guys for tuning in to Zoda Radio Presents, a We Major production featuring Chicago's own J.Dot Main. Man, great interview, man. I want to thank you. Thank you again, man, for stopping through. Looking forward to Saturday interviewing you again in person, man, linking up and, you know what I'm saying, getting this Zoda Entertainment with We Major Productions on key.
Most definitely. On key.
Yeah. Go ahead and download that J.Dot Main, Believe It. Listen to it this Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Follow me on social media, Zoda Entertainment. Also follow him, man, Alonzo Zoda Williams, the host of Zoda Radio, signing out.
Signing out.